make choices and judgments and calculations. In a world where computers do these things better than humans, what's left for us in the job market? Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're diving into statistics and where people fail and where they thrive. So with decision-making, let's talk about cancer diagnosis. It's been distilled down to 7 parameters that a doctor utilizes in deciding if a tumor is malignant. But if you give them 100 tumors to diagnose, even seeding the lot with some repeats, the analysts make mistakes, and sometimes they diagnose the exact same tumor with 2 different outcomes. So it begs the question, would the diagnosis be better done by artificial intelligence? So we turn to music and art. Music has many parameters when deciding how to execute a piece. So let's say you're playing the Moonlight Sonata, and Beethoven gives a tempo, but there's lots of people who play it slower than Beethoven indicates. They might make a compelling performance, but they miss a key factor in the composer's instructions. Here's one typical interpretation. Now here's the tempo Beethoven indicates. Pretty different, yes? So was the first performance a failure, or were both performances valid? Is there such a distinction in science? If a doctor misdiagnoses a patient and it results in the patient needlessly suffering or has a shortened life, the doctor has failed. So in the case of music, a miscarriage of the composer's intention hardly ever results in someone dying, and the performance may very well fulfill its purpose, to enlighten an audience or an individual. People are wired to make judgments in a very complex way. Oftentimes, they don't follow their own methods as much as they think they do. A psychologist, Lewis Goldberg, wrote a famous paper in the 70s, Man versus Model of Man. It showed how the model, meaning an algorithm that can be handed to a computer, outperforms the human that created the model, 94% of the time. 94%. With that kind of number, is there any room for human doctors diagnosing instead of computers? So maybe the job of creating the algorithm can still belong to humans. But for how long? So getting back to why people don't follow the algorithms they produce, why is that? Well, for one, each patient is different, and the analyst, scientist, doctor, or technician has personal experiences, references, or representations, a key word to another pair of psychologists' theories, that have a very strong impact on the judgment process. In other words, people are more likely to make choices based on their own experience than the model that's right there in front of them, even if they developed it. It's as simple as that. Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky delved into this idea and decided people predictably miscalculate when faced with uncertainty. And that's a problem. Uncertainty is a big factor in life, whether you're a doctor, a stockbroker, a parent, a legislator, an entrepreneur, and even a musician. Navigating possibility and uncertainty can be dealt with head-on or avoided. The second choice doesn't really solve the problems, and you might live a life that's less productive, albeit safer, with less risks. You may choose to not change jobs when the market is ripe. You may marry the wrong person because it's convenient. And you don't travel because there's less danger. Lots of people live their lives this way, but let's agree, these choices aren't going to make for effective careers. Leaning into uncertainty may be a factor in achieving success. But let's get back to being an artist. Artists can make risky choices, doing something cutting edge, taking chances, going to the beat of a different drummer. In art, these are all good things. It's how culture breathes. Expression is a very human thing, and art is where it belongs. Not so much in the lab. I don't want a doctor that shoots from the hip, not without a complete picture at the least. And I think that's a distinction. A scientist needs to be aware of how easy it is to jump to conclusions with a little prodding. When there's a sense of uncertainty, people panic a little or a lot, and they tend to rely on their gut, especially when there's a certain kind of worthless information given to them. Worthless information might be somebody's name, somebody's country, somebody's ethnicity, or somebody's gender. The kind of information that makes them revert to a personal experience that has no place in the equation. As musicians, the process of performing, or trial and error, if you will, has consequences. Memory slips, mistakes in execution, musical choices, and even preparation, all are things that we build on. Like any profession, we learn from our mistakes, but nobody suffers seriously from a poor performance. So do we leave the serious judgments to computers? Maybe a hybrid version for the medical decisions, or perhaps better training for emergency room techs, a little about cognitive psychology? Going forward, the job of scientists seems to be in discovering and identifying cues that will improve accuracy and discovering new procedures to increase predictability. Cameron Haidt is an investment specialist, and he says that the experts who embrace the models as an extension of their own expertise will dominate the future, but they won't be replaced by them because human experts are going to be required to intuit when exceptions to the model are necessary. Cameron's talking about investment portfolios as well as wine tasters, lab technicians, and parole boards. And you know, musicians actually do this as their lifelong work. On the road to becoming a fine instrumentalist, we improve accuracy over time. We develop methods of learning, practicing and rehearsing efficiently. In fact, musicians have perfected this dichotomy. We listen to recordings. We record ourselves. We get feedback from colleagues. We rely on intuition as much as the models that came before us. And we learn what works. We get to try out a piece before we know it's perfect. And we should ship it before it's perfect. In many ways, the judgment process that's germane to art is also what works in humans. We tend to rely on experience. I saw Lynn Harrell play it this way. I like Lang Lang's tempo. I play it this way. That's all fine. And no one gets hurt unless it's you, because you made a poor judgment. Our computer's wired to do this too. If we program a computer to be creative, will it surpass humans in this way? Probably not. When can a computer create a work that identifies all the cultural forces in a time period the way Beethoven did in his lifetime and Hamilton did in the 21st century? Can't we assume that art is a non-linear interpretation of the world we live in? There's a lot of tech in art. The packaging of everything is digitized and exported. We use music writing programs, recording technology, and we clone music to make compositions. But like Cameron Haidt says about models being the extension of human expertise, the same could be applied to art. The technical stuff is great, but humans are ahead of computers in intuiting art. The reason artificial intelligence has a place in art at all might be because art is reflecting a world that is becoming more and more reliant on technology. The difference between art and science. Humans create the equation in science, and machines are better at sticking to it. As for art, humans interpret the world when creating art, and machines are better at mass producing it. We're not going to run out of problems, but we might run out of jobs. So find a creative job in science or art, and you can always be in demand. That's it for this week, and again, thanks for supporting live music. Live music is the best. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.